The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Do you understand? You have driven us crazy with this crap. We're sick of it.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
Welcome to episode 237 of Talk Radio Meltdown. Jack, Big Red, and Nicole.
Oh.
Hi, Nicole. Haven't seen you all week.
I know. I haven't fucking been home. My cats don't recognize me. My room's a mess.
This is the first time I've legit talked to Nicole since we did Chatty Wumpus.
Well, then I got mad at you, and then no one would respond to my text messages.
Uh-oh. For something I...
The fucking refrigerator.
For something that I didn't do.
What happened?
Okay, so I'm very strapped for cash right now. Like, at this point, I'm not going to be able to pay my car bill on time. That's how fucking bad my finances are right now. So I spent a little bit of money on grocery shopping. Like, smart grocery shopping where I'll have meals for a while. I don't need to go out get lunch. No, I'm trying to save money. So I bought some food. I don't have money to go buy new food. So I bought some food... Put it in the fridge, put it in the cupboards, whatever. I wake up the next morning, and the refrigerator is on the coldest setting.
Oh.
All of the... Everything in the refrigerator is frozen. Like, our little jug of water, frozen. I'm sure all the beers you're drinking right now, frozen.
They're fine.
The food that I had made for lunch, frozen. And I was rip shit.
Well, I don't blame you.
So I texted...
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, because I was getting ready for work and getting my lunch ready. And I was like, you fucking kidding me? We need to have this on the coldest setting? This is bullshit. So I texted the household because we have one big, like, mass text message for household things. You know, oh, this bill is due. Oh, we're going to get keys for this, whatever. So I texted everyone. I'm like, hey, can someone tell me why the refrigerator's on the coldest setting? Because now all the food in the fridge is frozen, and I just bought food yesterday.
Why do I have a feeling that he's the responsibility
no
of this?
No one texted me back.
Oh, no.
All fucking day. I haven't been home. Why would I change the refrigerator setting? Well, if I wanted it frozen, I'd put it in the freezer.
Well, you texted us at 7 o'clock in the morning. I saw my phone buzz.
Ignored it.
And went back to sleep because it was my day off. I woke up. The first thing I did when I woke up, I went to the earliest showing of Godzilla. So I turned my phone off when I went in. So when I turned it back on.
So you remember someone messaged you, but you didn't bother to look at it.
No, I saw your message. I forgot about it until you sent the second text asking why no one had responded yet.
And still, the third roommate has not responded.
Well, I didn't even know. I don't even know where the temperature control thing was on the fridge until you brought it up. So it wasn't me. I have no...
Like, what the fuck?
I have no
like, I
intention.
Don't understand. Yeah.
And in the last 2 days before, I wasn't even home. I was out late Sunday, and I was out late Monday. Yeah, so I opened the fridge once to get water. It is impossible for me to even touch that. Because that thing, that knob is... It's hard to
in
turn.
The very top. It's like right near where like the roof of the refrigerator is, and it's a little bit of the ways in. It's kind of near the light,
yeah,
right. Almost, you know. And it's hard for me to even see it. And I'm 5 feet tall. I got to bend down to look at
it. Okay, yeah, because I can't even see it.
Yeah,
yeah. And
well,
I'm
I had to bend down and look at it because I thought it was weird that shit was frozen.
Exactly,
honestly,
yeah.
I think our fridge has been filled to capacity. With just stuff that had been in there for months.
Leftovers.
Last week, we did a big clean out. We cleaned everything out. The bottom floor of our fridge, or shelf, rather,
yeah,
bare. Completely bare. I have a
There's
feeling...
so much room. But what strikes me as odd is that when I put all the food in the fridge, everything was fine. It was the next day when I woke up. I'm like, what happened?
I don't know.
Between now and then, that ruined everything. Like, I don't know.
It wasn't me. There's no reason for me to turn that up. I have a feeling it might have been turned up a long time ago when there was so much stuff in there. it might have been blocking a fan.
Couldn't circulate.
Right. Oh, so it might have been turned up and just never turned down because we didn't know. So, but I assure you it wasn't me.
Well, I've been mad at you since, like, this morning. The first time I actually talked to you was when you did the dishes.
Which makes no sense to me.
Thank you for doing the dishes, by the way.
You're welcome.
Because I have been dreading coming home because I just can't do anything. Like, I haven't been home. I haven't been eating anything, really. Like, I've got one or two Tupperware things from lunch. You know, I don't have much in way of dishes because I haven't been home.
Is everything okay with you?
Like, I am losing my mind.
You're the only person I know that could fall into, like, a new relationship and be miserable.
I'm not miserable. I'm just, like, I'm having such a hard time keeping up with everything constantly not on top of it. Like, listen. I'm not home, so I assume that there will be no dishes because I'm not using dishes.
Listen, if I was dating Mark, I would be on top of the world right now, all right?
That part's great. I really enjoy that part. It's coming home and realizing I still haven't folded my laundry. I've got dirty laundry to do. My room's a mess. And I'm just like, I'm going to go to Mark's.
You also must remember that I was home most of Tuesday and all day yesterday, okay? The sink was empty yesterday. You're coming home to something that happened within the last 12 hours.
I don't know what happened.
It's called owning a home. You have to maintain it at some point. That's why I'm here.
Thank you, because if you weren't here, I'd slit my wrists. I can't deal with this.
It's because I was beaten with a belt if I didn't fucking clean up my messes by my mother, so I've learned to always just be in immaculate conditions.
I'd clean my messes if there was room in the sink for me to clean my messes.
Well now there is.
Now there is, and now I can.
So when we go to
and
break...
And I'm happy. I'm probably going to do laundry, because I need fucking laundry.
I went and got 20, because we, you know... Typical apartment fare.
You gotta pay for it.
Coin operated laundry. Went and got $20 worth of quarters. And
those shits are heavy.
$10 later, I got all of my laundry done. I've been putting it off for a month. Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, I was out of everything.
Well, the problem is, for me at least, I don't have enough whites to justify doing a load of whites.
Racist.
Because it costs $3 to wash and dry it.
Yeah.
And I have some nice stuff. But I just can't justify the amount of white things I have, so I haven't been wearing white at all because it's all been dirty.
I seriously need to take an inventory of how many t-shirts I have, because I did...
Pass them my way, bro. I'm wearing your brand new shirt right now. I wore it to work. I don't fucking care.
I washed all of my t-shirts the other day, and it took 2 attempts because it didn't even dry the first time.
That's pretty bad.
Show me your shirt right now. We know. Yes.
Dark Brotherhood shirt.
He's wearing a Skyrim shirt.
Should have worn this during the Skyrim show a couple
weeks. You should have. What's wrong with you?
I didn't think it was dirty. This was in the dirty pile.
It's pretty bad. You guys are the same size.
Well, not really, because I'm kind of proud of this shirt.
Yeah, it's a very baggy
shirt. And I can tell it's a men's shirt because it keeps strangling me.
Yeah, look at the collar.
Because my boobs, like... What little boobs I have, my mosquito bites, if you will, kind of displace, you know, this shirt is cut for a man. It's not a woman's cut. So the shirt just kind of rides up and chokes me throughout the day.
Yeah.
But it's comfortable as fuck.
In my opinion.
Other than that.
In my opinion, women look better in men's clothing. I don't know why. For some reason.
Well, especially the next morning.
Yeah. That might be it. That honestly might be it. I don't know.
Yes, I am.
Kate looks really good wearing my shirts. Nicole looks really good wearing my shirts. I've gifted shirts to females that were men's shirts, and they end up looking really good on them. So
it's
I don't
comfortable.
Know.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that you've had for a while because the material itself is just really soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it.
Well, at least you look good. That's all that counts, right?
Yes. When not how I feel, but how I look.
Your life is going to shit, but at least you look modest.
I don't feel like my life is going to shit. It's just like my room.
Hey, by the way, Kat's licking his asshole underneath the desk.
That is so hot.
Yeah.
It needed to be licked. If I could lick my asshole, I would. But I can't.
No.
What, you wouldn't lick an asshole or you wouldn't lick your asshole? There's a big difference.
If it's super fucking like porn star clean, then maybe.
If it's porn star clean, it's probably fucking filthy because any girl who goes through that much effort to get her chocolate starfish to look like it's not made out of milk chocolate, but made out of white chocolate, is probably doing porn anyway. So good luck with that.
Wax my asshole.
I wanted my asshole waxed, but I don't even know what my asshole looks like. So I don't even know if I need it.
Ask Mark to take a picture. I don't know.
Oh, God. I think it's too early in the relationship to ask him to look at my asshole.
So, honey,
although he might have already.
So,
I don't
know. We, you know, we've hit the one week mark, and
what a week.
I'm just saying, could you just take a picture? Can you take a selfie of my asshole?
Can you just look at my asshole? I won't do goatsy, I promise.
Did I wipe all the way?
Oh, come on.
Hey, speaking of someone who probably can't wipe his own asshole.
Paul Walker.
This guy's alive somehow. He's not at Paul Walker status. You know,
dead. He almost looks like Paul Walker. Actually, who is this?
Derek Wilby from.
Oh my god.
From Sum 41.
What happened to him?
It's sad.
He ended up in the hospital for a month because his kidneys and liver shut down.
Oh my god.
His body is just falling apart.
Yeah. He's a chronic alcoholic.
Oh, he
is? And has been for a while.
Oh, yeah. I know that.
Yeah. And I guess the story, unless you're going to go into it, I guess the story was he was at the house, just poured himself a drink, was going to watch a movie, and all of a sudden he just passed the fuck out.
Yep.
That's like, it. He looks bad. And I know, like, when you look at a person, you can tell, like, if they're an alcoholic, you can see it in their face. They've got the bloated face, the weird nose, the bloated features. You can tell. You can just look at them and be like, this person has an alcohol problem. He looks like he's fucking 50.
Yeah.
Well, it's gross. Actually, yeah.
The picture I'm showing Red right now is him when he was in the hospital. When he's got, like, a full beard. He's passed out. He was, like, pretty much in an alcohol coma for a month.
Oh yeah.
God.
He's got bruises all over his skin because
body's just failing.
Yeah, yeah. I guess when the organs shut down like that, you bruise easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so
especially if he passed out, maybe he hit something, who knows what.
So the next picture that was released the day after he released that statement, because he released a full statement explaining what happened, why he was in the hospital, all of that, admitting that he needs to stop drinking. Next day, a picture of him was released, him and his fiance and a female assistant, where he just looks like...
I don't know if I saw that one. I saw the hospital one. Hang on.
He looks like he weighs about 80 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll see if I can zoom it in a little bit. Yeah, you can see his face is...
Holy shit.
Look at his face, though. Like, it's in his face. All that weight is in his face. He's got the bloated eyelids, the nose, the cheeks. He's got alcohol face.
Yeah, he does.
That's my future.
No. He looks like he's 50, though.
He looks like my fucking grandma, honestly. Like, yeah. That's the same face my grandma has.
Yeah, he's not.
And
doing
did you say
well.
He has a fiance?
Yeah.
Who?
I believe it's the one on the left, the tall one. Oh. He's a short guy, too. He's a very short guy. I was watching a video of, they were on Carson Daly back in, like, 2003. And
back when Carson was actually on his own show?
Yes. And they did a concert and everything, but he interviewed the whole band. God, he is short.
Do you know how tall he is exactly? Or is he, like, one of those, like, oh, he is 5'6", but in comparison to half the people in showbiz, he's small.
No, he's tiny. Because
no?
The woman on his right is shorter than him, but not by much. I'm just going to guess the woman on his right is probably about your height.
My size, yeah,
so
5 feet.
Yeah, so he's probably a little taller than you.
That's rough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to be this small as a woman. I can't imagine how rough it's got to be about this small as a man.
Yeah. I blame Avril Lavigne for this. Remember?
Actually, apparently, according to her, and I don't know if this is her ego talking, but she did say that, and I quote, "I am the best thing that has ever happened to him." Because... she was saying about how he would, like, be doing drugs or doing alcohol or whatever, and she didn't let that fly.
Yeah.
So she was, quote-unquote, saving him.
I'm sure she said the same thing about Chad Kroeger, too.
She did save at least his looks.
Who, Derek's or Chad's?
Chad's. Chad looks a lot better now. He does. He got his teeth done. He cut his hair. Like, he's had a little bit of work done. I'm not saying he's a supermodel. I'm saying that's a step in the right direction.
I don't know. Something about being in Nickelback just makes you ugly.
I mean, I think I can put that aside to be purely, you know, like, in just, like, vanity mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, so Google's saying he's 5'7", but I don't think so.
5'7"?
So that's like Kate height.
If he's 5'7", and that woman that woman's like as tall as me.
She must be a model then.
She doesn't look like it in the face.
No.
Just saying.
I don't know.
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, is she ugly?
I mean, no, she's not. I don't think she's not bad.
Have you ever noticed, though, that a lot of models are actually kind of funny looking? Like, if you look at Scarlett Johansson without makeup on, she's a little funky looking.
Oh, yeah.
But when she has makeup on, she's a bombshell.
Oh, speaking of her, when you saw Godzilla,
yes.
Did you see the trailer for, I think it's called Lucy?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Have you seen it?
Isn't that the one that's got... Yeah, that's... Nicole, I think... Isn't that the one that all those nudies of Scarlett
in her skin?
Yeah.
Or under the skin,
oh,
sorry. Okay. Under the skin.
Oh, yeah, no. Movie. That movie, Lucy, though, looks... I think it looks great. I'm very interested.
What's it about?
So, I guess that she gets, I think, kidnapped, right? Yeah, she gets kidnapped, and then she wakes up, and she's all bandaged up in the stomach, and then they had surgically inserted a package into her lower stomach, and then they were like, look, you got to go to this place and deliver it, but then the package started leaking, but it gives her, like, it's sort of kind of like Limitless, where she's all of a sudden using 100% of her brain, but it looks like it's an action film, though, so it looks way, way better. I never saw Limitless, so.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. Jack?
Not yet.
Yeah, same here.
I just brought up just a frame from that video of Sub 41 on Carson.
He is fucking tiny.
Yeah, he is. In comparison to everyone else, he's dwarfed.
Yeah.
The word is dwarfed.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The word for today is dwarfed.
His guitar looks taller than him.
Aww.
Well, I'm just saying.
I guess this explains why their drummer quit. Last year.
They're why? Because he hates short people?
Yes,
short
Red.
People.
He can't stand them.
See, that's one thing I don't like is when band members quit because one member of the band is like the front man of the band. There's either something wrong with them or they're undergoing some sort of change that's like, could present an awkward situation, and them quitting shows their lack of support for that person. I feel like the drummer quit solely because he knew, because this whole thing about Derek Wilby being an alcoholic was not really made relevant until a few days ago. I have a feeling the drummer quit because he just couldn't handle it anymore.
No, we've known that he's had an issue with alcohol for a while,
oh, really?
I believe. Yeah, I think so. I think that I've heard it before, or I've seen pictures where I'm like, he's not looking good, and you know exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah.
But when you mentioned that, you know, the lack of support and whatnot, perhaps, I mean, you don't know his story. You don't know the drummer's story. He could have tried to be supportive, and some people just don't want the help, and you can only try for so long, really, you know?
Because there's a difference between, like, voluntarily quitting and then being kicked out. Like, there's...
True.
There's a case with the guy...
That's true.
There's a case from the guy from Newfound Glory, the guitarist, that was... He left the band recently. Like, they announced that he left the band. He'd been in the band forever. And then, like, 2 days later, a bunch of child porn allegations and... court appearances related to this were revealed. And it's like, oh, that's why he left.
Yeah. Do we know what's happened? Has he gone to court about it yet?
Nothing about that has come out. They broke that story, and it's been silence ever since.
And it's been a little while now.
That happened. Was that the beginning of this year, or was it like close to last year?
I think it was the beginning of this year.
I don't even know that guy's
name. I think it was maybe only like 2 months ago.
Steve Klein, that's his name. March, I guess, was when that happened. But there hasn't been any news about that since.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, Newfound Glory's doing fine. It's not like they...
Oh, they'll be fine without him.
They just signed to a new record label. I mean, they're great.
Absolutely.
It's not like Lost Prophets, when, you know, the singer, his tribulations were made public, and the rest of Lost Prophets is like, yeah, bye.
I mean, I think there's a big difference between those two stories, because you don't know the age of that girl that the Newfound Glory guy was talking to, do you?
Yeah.
She could have been 17.
Yeah.
And that's such a gray area. But a baby is a fucking baby.
Yeah.
All right. 16, 17, I kind of, it's not right, but it's not so, so wrong, really. But I don't know.
On top of that, I guarantee you that she probably lied about her age.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of girls do.
Oh, the baby? Yeah.
Yes, the baby was lying.
Look, I'm three, but I look five. I fuck like a kindergartner.
Oh, my God. You need to isolate that. What time mark are we at? Because you need that as a sound drop. We need to record this. So bad. I fuck like a kindergartner. Wow.
I feel like someone might have talked over that, but I'll get it.
It was...
If it was me, sorry.
It was gold. I loved it. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have. Yeah. It's so wrong, but it's so right.
At least those guys from Lost Prophets are trying to move on. Just
that's
under
so hard,
name.
Though. Yeah. It's so hard, because you're forever known for something that someone else did.
Just being associated. Just being
They could have had no idea. They probably had no idea.
Yeah. There was a roadie... that worked with Sum 41 that released a statement through Philly.com about just how bad Derek Willoughby's problems actually were. He referred to him as a functioning alcoholic and referred to life on the road as a blur of Jack Daniels, vodka, shitty European cocaine, and nonstop partying.
Oh, it sounds like my Friday night.
Yeah, he says... He says he tried going sober at the beginning of a Japanese tour and passed out on stage in Sapporo several songs into the set. An Australian tour was cut short when he contracted pneumonia, no doubt exacerbated by his excessive drinking. Even a day or two after being in the hospital in Sydney, he was at the airport sipping wine at 9 a.m. as if nothing had happened.
Wow. 9 a.m.
9 a.m.? 10 a.m. 10 a.m. is when it's okay to start drinking.
Yeah, double digits.
Well, here's my opinion. If you work hard all the time and you're on vacation and you want to pop open a bottle of wine for breakfast, have at. I've done it, and it makes for a great day. Yeah. But that's one day out of, like, months.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that on the rig.
John Bonham from Led Zeppelin, his last known words were, last publicly recorded words, going to a recording studio the morning before he died, because he died of asphyxiation on his vomit. Ugh. After being drunk.
Did they try to fingerprint it?
The vomit?
You can't fingerprint vomit.
No.
Why would you fingerprint
Spinal
vomit?
Spinal tap, you idiots. Oh, my God.
Why would I? What?
I would have expected him to have at least gone.
Okay, I'm like,
believe
really?
Or not, I've only seen that movie once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, anytime someone makes like a reference to a drummer, like, you know, I get the whole curse of the drummers, everything is spontaneous combustion, but anytime anyone else makes any other reference to that movie other than to turn it up to 11, it, like, I'm like, huh?
Oh, really?
Oh, wait, I know that, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Aerosmith.
Yeah, because that was what happened to one of the drummers. He choked on his own vomit, and they were like, well, did they fingerprint it? Because we got to make sure it was his.
Or
it wasn't planted.
I believe I
bad joke is bad, Red, and you fail.
It wasn't a joke, it was a reference.
Bad reference.
No, you two fail for not seeing
it. You know what that did, Red?
Over my head.
That's the fray.
Oh my God, no.
Over my head.
I'll hit you.
Over my head. Hey,
that song's about intervention.
Macarena.
About being an alcoholic or being a drug addict.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh
no, How to Save a Life, actually. That was their other song that they were known for. In fact, I think How to Save a Life was the more popular of the two.
Don't look at me.
I think the one you were playing was their first big one, right?
That was the first big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to Save a Life was the second.
How to Save a Life was the Grey's Anatomy song, if I remember correctly. It was they played during an episode of Grey's Anatomy, and then it was everywhere. And then that was it.
You just made a Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, I did. Have you ever watched Grey's Anatomy?
No, and I never will.
It's a fine program.
I've only seen it for 5 seconds, and there was a guy screaming on a bed in the hospital, and there was like a nurse in training, and then there was, you know, the doctor, and he was talking about how he had to piss really bad, and when the doctor pulled up the gurney, she was like, did you happen to stick your penis into a beehive? And he's like, no. And then finally he confessed to it. And then she's like, all right, well, we got to drain your
bladder.
Wait,
he stuck his penis in a beehive?
Yeah. He admitted that he was on a dare for like $50. And
wow.
So the doctor's like, all right, so you got to put a needle into his, you know, into his bladder, and you got to empty it out. She's like, okay, well, what gauge, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden he's like, oh, so much relief. And then he starts screaming, and she's like, you should have done it before that happened. Now we got to go, you know, drain it out because his bladder burst. And then I was like, done.
That sounds like every episode of ER.
At least in ER, it was entertaining.
My only qualm about Grey's Anatomy is that there's not enough lesbian action going on this show. There's two hardcore lesbians, or at least there were the last time I watched the show, but it just like...
Oh, how dare those lesbians not perform for you, a man?
Considering it's ABC, were you really expecting a lot of tatas?
Yeah, I have to get that from Orange is the New Black.
By the way, I still have to
or
watch
Game
that.
Of Thrones.
Oh my god, it's so good. You have to
Dude,
watch
everybody
it.
Everybody has told me how good this movie is.
I'm never watching it. I'm not.
I didn't realize that... Donna from the That 70s Show is the main character.
Well, she's more of a supporting character. She's not the main character, but she...
Oh, well, she's like the big focal point in the advertisements for second season.
She is the girlfriend of the main character.
Oh.
Yeah. Ex-girlfriend/girlfriend. You have to watch this show. It's so good.
Well, I know. And I've heard that, and don't actually tell me what it was, but it was explained to me that you got to watch it and then prepare for the last minute of the show or something.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you. I will. Ooh. I will punch you in the face.
No.
They all died.
Nah.
No.
Spoilers. Everyone's dead.
Brian has AIDS.
Brian's dead. Aww. And then he comes back to life.
Oh.
And then no one cares about either event.
And then Cleveland comes back.
Oh.
And the apathy continues.
That was hysterical.
Oh, Cleveland's return.
Yes.
Yeah. That well, it was like 2 weeks ago on Family Guy that happened. It's called
Sunday.
I think the episode's called He's Black.
He's Black.
Oh yeah, we did talk about it last week, didn't we?
I think very briefly.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Good episode.
It was actually a phenomenal episode. Honestly, I thought that it was really getting back to what it was.
Yeah. I gotta find my thing with shows is that, I'll start watching a show like Arrow. I'm trying to get into Arrow, and I've watched the first, three or four episodes of it, and I really like it. I just haven't watched a single episode since, a month ago when I first, started watching it. And there's a show like Mixology, for example, which I binge-watched, and they canceled it after one season.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it's like all these other shows that everyone's telling me I have to watch a Game of Thrones. It's like, I'm watching it, I'm just not binge-watching it.
Oh,
The one show I did choose to binge-watch, it's, oh, great, I just watched all 12 episodes.
Yep.
That's great.
You've got a lot of content to get through for...
Game of Thrones.
For Game of Thrones. And it sucks. It sucks so bad because it's not on this Sunday.
Well,
it's a fucking holiday.
It's also very... You gotta remember, too, it's not readily available... as it is other shows.
That is very true.
Know,
it's not on Netflix.
Sucks.
I mean, we don't have cable in this home. You know,
that's
we don't
why
pay
I go
for it.
Yeah. To Mark's all the time.
No, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, that's why I go.
Oh, speaking of television, since we're on the subject of this, guess what I watched yesterday?
What?
Porn?
No. The next best thing, Girl Meets World.
It's on now?
It's if you have the Watch Disney app, which is like the HBO Go app, if you have a cable subscription, you can watch Disney shows through this app, and they put the pilot of Girl Meets World up there.
So?
It's, you know what? It actually exceeded my expectation.
Really?
Yeah, whatever that word is.
Expectation?
Yes.
You're allowed to have those.
Yes. For this show.
I'm sorry. I'm just being a huge dick. I've drank half a bottle of wine since I got home from work.
You are an alcoholic, Derek.
I'm going to look like Derek.
Derek Mossy over here.
Derek Mossy.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait until she grows that beard.
She has to spike her hair purple.
It's not happening. I will get alcohol face, though.
You'll get a fat lip.
Just for you.
Because you'll be in too deep.
Wow.
Oh, two
the
in
motivation
one sentence.
Is there.
Wow.
No reason, Nicole.
Oh, my God.
You'll be screaming bloody murder.
Stop. Just stop. Just never. Let's pretend this never happened.
You're a
shall
walking
we?
Disaster.
Stop. Seriously. I know these apply, but come
Look,
on.
Let's
man.
Just go on to the next.
I have a audio of Ludacris and Sum 41 playing on SNL
Wait,
about 10 years ago.
Performing what song?
Get Back. Yeah.
Do it.
Wow.
Are we going to break with this? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a really bad recording. I think it skips a few. Whatever. I'll fucking play it. We'll do it. All right. We'll come back.
Dude,
with
we're
going to
get sued.
Yeah. Oh. But before I say, Girl Meets World, good. Let's give it a chance. It's
Wait. First of all, who is actually back from the original series, at least in the pilot?
In that pilot?
Yeah.
Corey and Topanga.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not even their parents, Corey's parents?
They don't show up until the Christmas episode. That's already been established.
Okay, yeah. So anybody
The
else?
Christmas episode is when most of the original cast reunites. Because Sean will be back.
Did you know that Adam Scott was on the show?
Yeah. Yeah, when Harley, the bully, left, Adam Scott took over, and then there was one episode when Harley came back, and they clashed. Adam Scott was sort of like, he was like the bully, but also the anti-bully.
Really?
Yeah, because he fulfilled the role of a bully, but he was more respectable.
So how long was he on the show?
Only like a season or two.
Oh, okay. I guarantee you I watched episodes with him in it. Obviously, I just, even though he looks, dude, he's 41 now, and he looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Harley, the bully, is coming back for Girl Meets World.
Oh, nice.
He's a janitor at the school Corey works at. Corey got him the job there.
That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Luda in Sum 41 from SNL from like 2004, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks. Lick on these nuts and suck the dick.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
She's gonna motor. Operate the motor vehicle. I will shovel.
Uncensored talk radio.
I sucked the shit back into my asshole and it sits there today.
Talk Radio Meltdown. TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble butt. Bubble butt. Bubble, bubble butt, butt.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my god!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com. We're going to break with this.
I'm going to go break with your mom.
Go right ahead, sir.
You really want to do that, Red? Do you really want to do that?
Do you really want to hurt me?
You know what? Yes.
Talk Radio Meltdown. The break's over.
You guys are so fucking dumb.
It's time for more Talk Radio Meltdown.
Back to the show, Talk Radio Meltdown, episode 237. Jack, Red, Big, almost
Big Nicole. Big Nicole's been drinking tonight.
I had to stop myself. So have I.
Big Nicole, that's me.
Well, Nicole actually just told me about this website, because I made an offhand comment during the break about how I have to learn how to fucking cook, because yeah. I'm spending way too much money going out and eating.
Not only that, but making yourself prepared meals, it's not good for you. It's yeah. not helping no, at all. Not your wallet, not your health, not
my health. I think I'm nothing. More concerned about my health than my wallet.
Yeah.
So this website she told me about, it's called poorgirleatswell.com. And I'm already looking up a recipe. It's about it's turkey shepherd's pie.
Yeah, that one looks really good.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it's that fucking hard to do.
It's really not.
Can I just say I love ground turkey?
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I bought turkey bacon for the first time, and I've been eating it, and it tastes pretty damn good. Yeah, it's not the same as regular bacon, but it tastes damn good, and it's a hell of a lot better for you. But, yeah, I love this website, Poor Girl Eats Well. It's a great blog. This girl's been working on it for, like, 5 years now, and she has... Really easy to follow recipes, not a lot of ingredients for a lot of them, and for a lot of them, she'll break down the cost per serving. So she'll have a meal that's $1.50 per serving. It's like, you cannot beat that. Yeah. Because I cook for one mainly. So what I'll do is I'll cook something that I can have for lunch then for the next couple days. And it, I made food that lasted me 4 days for $8.
Yeah.
$8. And it Damn. Was, it was delicious. Like, it's great. It's absolutely great. And she's got anything you could want there. If you want a pasta dish, she's got it. If you want a salad, she's got it. Dessert, done. Like, yeah. It's amazing.
I really gotta just learn how to cook, period. I've never really cooked anything outside of pasta. Pasta is the extent of my cooking ability.
This is, it's a really good website. Literally, just follow her instructions and it's gonna come out great.
Nice.
Like, and that's it.
Yeah, this, like, I'm in that mode right now where I'm just hungry and drinking and everything sounds good.
Yeah.
Everything's just delicious right now. And then Wellson came down and cooked, like, the tastiest smelling steak. And
yeah, that didn't make things easy.
No, it didn't at all. No. And it, the Airwick thing went off, so then we had the combined smell of perfectly seasoned steak and, like, flowers and air freshener. It's like,
is that appetizing or does that kill it a little bit for you?
Well, it kills the appetite, and that's what I'm going for, because I don't want to be hungry.
Yeah, I read an article recently, and I don't know if I should be taking it for what it's worth, because it always seems like there's a new article, a new study that says, no, you need to reduce this from your diet and focus more on these, and you need to do this, that, and the other thing. And some articles will say the complete opposite of others, and they're both backed by science. I don't know. But I read a article that mentioned that it's carbs. Carbs are really bad, refined carbs.
Yep.
And they were their source was the fact that the Mediterranean diet, or, you know, a lot of fish and a lot of leafy greens and olive oil and whatnot, you end up being at a much lower risk of having any cardiovascular issues and general obesity. And the problem with carbohydrates, from what I read, and I'm not a scientist, is that you'll store this fat because your body doesn't know how to use it. So your body thinks it's depleted of something. So you're hungry, even though you don't need to be eating because you're not eating the right shit anyway.
Yeah.
So it just stores and stores and your body's just getting depleted of important nutrients. And I don't want to eat carbs anymore.
It's all like bread, right?
Bread, I believe sugars, rice. Pastas, all those things. You want to be eating meats and vegetables, particularly leafy greens.
That sucks for me because everything I eat is in sandwich form.
Exactly.
It really is, man. Like, if I go to a restaurant, like, part of it's just the cost of it, you know? Like,
that's the true, big issue is that those things are so cheap to put into produced foods, you know, like a burger. Or even if you look at the meat in a burger, a lot of it is grains and shit because it's a filler. Like, so they're sneaking it into that, into your meals that way. So,
by the way, speaking of sandwiches, you guys hear about the 300 sandwich woman?
What?
No.
All right. So there's a woman who works for, is it the New York, whatever the New York newspaper is that has Page Six?
Times?
Yeah. So she works for the, for Page Six for the Times. And she, her husband, her boyfriend at the time was like, we're not going to get married until, what?
New York Post. Just,
oh, okay. Yeah,
sorry.
Whatever. So he made a thing where he was like, look, I'm not going to propose to you until you've maybe 300 sandwiches. And so she said yes.
I think I've heard of that. Yeah. Well, I think so.
The other day,
did she make her 300th?
No, she was. I think it was 47 or 43 shy of the 300.
Yeah.
But he proposed to her.
256.
There we go.
Yeah.
I bet they were damn good sandwiches then.
It's funny. He actually rated them.
He, like, rated the sandwich. Yeah.
Like he had his, like, top 10 list, and he had his, like, bottom 10 list.
Yeah, but these,
that's cute.
These don't look like they were just like your basic, like, peanut butter and jelly and cheese. No.
They were like meal sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Fancy ass sandwiches.
She was in the middle of making sandwich number 257. She called it the fish killer fish cutter. It was made with grilled mahi-mahi, Bayan hot pepper sauce, and tomato and mango salsa on a salt bun.
Jesus, that is gourmet.
Yeah. 257, too. Can you imagine what the other 256 were like?
They must have been heavenly.
Yeah. How come you were so close, man? How come you just didn't let her finish?
Because
he was so impressed.
Well, actually, apparently he really just wanted to make it a huge surprise, which he did. I guess that they were going down somewhere for vacation or whatever, and I forget if one of them got there a day before the other one, and then you know, he proposed like on the next to the pool with like a ton of roses and a huge heart.
Yeah.
So, but now the main reason why I brought it up though was because of the fact that like I find it funny though because you had the reaction of this is cute, but obviously a ton of women were like, this is bullshit. Why the fuck would you feed into it? It's the whole 1950s, you know, you're the woman, you got to make me dinner kind of mentality kind of thing is what people came across with.
Yeah.
I don't want to say hate because it's a very mean word. It's a very strong word. But I'm really tired of these fucking neo-feminist bitches who are just annoying. Their arguments aren't even valid because they're not upholding the values that a feminist should be upholding. It's right. Ridiculous. It was a joke. He was planning on proposing anyway.
Yeah.
It's a fucking sandwich.
Well, plus they also apparently his view was that its sandwich was sort of kind of almost like hugs and kisses to him, I guess.
Okay. Well, I mean, there is definitely something to be said. Like, I like cooking for people. It makes me feel good when I can give someone I care about a right. meal and make them full and make them feel good. Whether it's womanly or just like a human thing, I like doing that. Right. And I bet a lot of women feel the same way. And a lot of men feel the same way. Like, get off your fucking soapboxes, bitches.
Well, that's what sold.
Seriously.
That's what sold me moving in with Nicole. She made the best damn chicken.
It was the chicken. And honestly, that chicken wasn't that good. Like, it wasn't as flavorful as it could have been. But it was. But you were impressed.
And I remember telling my gay coworker, Steven, because he was.
It was like a year ago.
Well, up until that point, he was like the one person who was like very outspoken against me. He's like, don't move in with her, this could be so bad for you, blah blah blah. And I'm like, but she made the best chicken dinner. And I like explained exactly what you did, and he stops for a second and goes, okay, yeah, you can move in with her.
Literally, this was like the fucking cheapest little meal I've made. My cooking's got a lot better since then. I breaded just like a chicken breast. I didn't even season it that well. Cooked it. In a toaster oven. Well, toaster ovens work just fine if you're not cooking a lot. And they're a lot more energy friendly because it doesn't take as long to heat up.
Yeah.
And you're not using so much energy when you don't really need to be.
I gotta start making toaster chicken.
But yeah, it's an oven. That's an oven.
It is.
Use it however you would an oven.
Toaster chicken.
But
what you just said.
Yeah, I know. Toaster chicken. That's what it is.
I made it in that.
Can you imagine if Pop-Tarts?
And he remembered it a year later.
Can you imagine if Pop-Tarts had chicken filling?
Ew.
That's how the Hot Pocket.
No, actual. No, like it. See, no, I'm talking like actual. Like they use the material.
Dude, stop giving ideas to KFC.
They don't need any more bad ideas. Let's be real.
They brought back the double down.
What was the double down?
The double down was instead of bread, the two chicken breasts with double the cheese, double the bacon, double the sauce.
Did you ever try one? No.
I had one and I got food poisoning shortly afterwards.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's why I shy away from that KFC over in Brighton. You know what I'm talking about? It's the one down the street from the radio station.
Oh, dude, that one was.
I never again. Never again.
Well, that's just living proof that LB does have an iron stomach.
That's living proof that you never go to KFC ever or Taco Bell. The only time it's acceptable to go to either one of those is if you're going to the Pizza Hut that's in the Holy Trifecta in Brockton. That I still have yet to see.
Yeah, same here. Although I still want to try, once I'm done with this diet, which is going to be a really long time from now, I definitely have to try the Taco Bell breakfast still.
Oh.
No, don't do it. Stay on your diet.
Oh, no, I said
just
after
eat
the diet.
Healthy. Cheat no, day. You don't. The problem with diets is that people always gain the weight back because you stop and you pretend like you're never going to gain the weight back. It's a lifestyle change that needs to happen in order to stay
true
fit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but every time you see, like, somebody says lifestyle change, all I can think of is just, am I changing from boxers or to briefs? I don't know why, but that's just a weird thought I always have.
Speaking of being, like, fit, trying to stay healthy, I've been fucking sore today through working out.
Have you been working out?
Yes, I have.
Been working out.
I went for a bike ride the other day. I'm still sore from that. It was good, like, maybe 4-mile bike ride.
Nice. Right.
It's a lot for someone who, you know, doesn't ever exercise.
Yeah.
True.
But I've been doing, like, very basic things, like, just before I take a shower, before I go to bed, I have a set of dumbbells. I've just been doing, like, basic curls, basic sets with that, push-ups and crunches.
Aww.
Yeah.
Little Jackie's growing up.
I gotta do it, man. I gotta keep my muscles active before they go all fucking waffly goopy on me.
Yeah.
So you just made a reference to, like, me having, like, if going to KFC for a cheat day.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen. Because everything pretty much is deep fried when you think about it. Like, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, majority of everything is deep fried.
Yeah.
You go to KFC or McDonald's or Burger King, you know, like, all the chicken patties or, yeah, you know, everything's deep fried. So, not this past week and a half or so ago on a Sunday, my dad has one of those little, it's called Fry Daddy's, little, you know, frying machine. And so he did some, breaded shrimp. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm making myself a sandwich. I'm sorry, a salad anyways. So I took a bowl, like a full-blown bowl. I'm like, I'll try it. So I, like, you know, patted it down to make sure all the excess grease was off of it. And I put it in my salad. It was really good. But within, like, 20 minutes, just the stomach was going...
Oh, you weren't used to it anymore.
Oh, dude, no.
That's
it's rough on your stomach. Yeah. If I eat too many greasy things like that, it slides right on out because of all that grease.
It does slide out.
Slides on out. It is messy, and it's gross, and it doesn't feel good.
I remember when Kate and I went to Montana a couple years ago, we went to a...
Everything's deep fried. It's Montana.
Well, we went to a steakhouse. See, I didn't even think they had restaurants out there.
What?
Dude, come on. You know they're going to have steakhouses.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, in Montana. Like obviously.
Next to a major river, too. Like,
oh,
this was,
that's awesome.
This was such, like, a picture-perfect scene. Like, I should show
I'd
you
I'd rather have a steak there, honestly, because the cows are probably a lot closer to
this
restaurant.
This was 2012. I was just getting into the Instagrams. So I was...
I'm still not into the Instagrams. I just learned how to Pinterest, okay? I just learned.
Actually, I think I got... I literally think I got an Instagram. I think I posted one, possibly two photos, and then I haven't touched it since.
Both of beer?
No, actually, one of them was of...
his
I know
balls?
That it never ends.
Oh, well fucking done.
That was before on the show, no, even.
Well, he's going to mark it down. You motherfucker.
I'm sorry, Red, but, like, this is, like, a legacy.
I know.
This was a story when I started, like, half a year ago.
It's been a story for the last... When did it happen?
Like 2009, dude.
It's really been 5 years?
No, it was 2010. It was 2010.
Oh, wow, still a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Dude, whenever I eventually get married...
I'm sorry.
Okay, all right, Red. Straight face.
I really apologize.
Finish that thought.
When I eventually pay some fat woman to marry me.
Oh, Red.
You just made it sad.
Goddamn right. Anyways, no.
I can't laugh anymore, even if I wanted to.
I can.
Both of you are a pair of cunts.
I know. Okay, I'm really sorry. All right,
okay,
go.
Okay.
I just feel as though when I eventually get married, that's going to be somebody's toast to me. That's
well, you better not
speak.
Make one of us your best man. It please be, make me no. your best man.
It will be Danielle.
I want to be your best man.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'd be your best man. I'll wear a suit.
I might say yes just to see you in a suit.
Like a fucking tux, like a boss. I'd do it. I'll give a fuck.
I'd do what I want.
I'll do it.
Yeah, what I was saying was, so we go to the steakhouse out in Montana. It was the first time, because Kate stopped eating meat in, I think, like 2010. It had been about 2 years since she had... eating meat.
Oh no.
She ordered a something with fish in it because she realized, she's like, I'm in a steakhouse, like I need to get something that's remotely close to steak. Well, that's the other thing, too, because she realized she wasn't getting any protein from anything. And that affects your skin. That affects your hair.
It affects everything.
So she ordered a fish, and she said it was the most delicious thing she'd ever eaten. But then that night, she's like, I want to die. Because she hadn't had any of that in 2 years. So it was, her body was not used to it. Yeah.
Well, look at what happened to me with milk. I did food experiments to see why I was having these eczema issues.
Yeah.
And I went on the celiac diet, which means I took gluten out of my diet and I took milk out of my diet as well. That's not part of the celiac diet, but I did the gluten and the milk at the same time. And I have no problem with gluten.
Yeah.
Once I reintroduced it, but I'm allergic to milk. And people are like, oh, you're lactose intolerant. No, I'm allergic. My throat will close. My lips get swollen. Yeah. I break out in hives on my tongue. Like, I am allergic.
Yeah.
Your body, after a while, forgets.
It just sucks
how to handle certain things.
And everything's made with milk.
Everything too. Is, but I don't feel so bad about it because I can have a lot of alternatives. Like, for example, I've got a pint of ice cream in the fridge. It's made out of almond milk. And it's the most delicious fucking snack I have had. Like, it's great. It's so good. It tastes just like cookie dough ice cream. There's a lot of alternatives. Oh, yeah, it's really good, and it's a lot. I mean, I don't want to say it's a lot better for you. It is ice cream, but it's not as bad for you as regular ice cream is.
Speaking of, Chips Ahoy is doing this weird, like, limited time thing with cookie flavors, and they got, like, ice cream.
That's weird.
Parlor flavors.
Why? Why are you telling me?
I got a pack of Root Beer Float Chips Ahoy in the cupboard, and my gosh, they are delicious.
It just sounds so weird to me.
Once you eat it, though, it's like...
You
like,
understand?
Well, Stefan the other day... So we go to the movies, okay? We show up at like 11:30 in the morning. Stefan gets out of his car with a fucking full thing of Oreos. Like,
as you do.
Yeah. And they were the watermelon Oreos. Have you
watermelon
seen
Oreos?
Oh.
Disgusting. They are just absolutely...
What is the cream? Like watermelon?
Yeah. You know how they have like the I don't know what they're called, but instead of like the chocolate Oreos or like their vanilla, the cookie is yellow instead of
Are really good.
Right, it's those with like red and green filling that tastes like watermelon. It's just it's not good at all.
That's not a good combo.
The Root Beer Float Chips Ahoy, delicious. Because there's chocolate in it. You need that. But, like, they had a whole bunch of other flavors. I'm actually kind of... I'm tempted to go back to Hannaford's and buy more.
But, like, what? Give me some examples. Like, so there's Root Beer Float. Like, what else do they have?
The only one that I saw that I really wanted to try was the Root Beer Float. But let me... Here we go. Of course, you Google search Chips Ahoy, and the first thing that comes up is the ice cream. The limited edition ice cream creation. So let's see. Root Beer Float, Dulce de leche. Is that how you pronounce that? Dulce de leche?
I don't know.
Like that, yeah. Mint chocolate chip and...
mint chocolate chip would be good.
Mocha chunk.
Sounds good, too.
Yeah. So I'm the mint chocolate chip, man, I might try those next. But that's just... You're right. It's weird, but then you try it, and it's absolutely delicious. But I do think... I think you actually saw them when I brought them home. They do have milk in them.
Yeah. We checked.
Because that's chocolate. I mean,
we checked.
Sucks, man. My mother, is as much as her and I butt heads on many things, one thing that we agreed on was for a long time, Red, I think you were present for this, because it actually impacted recording the show when I still live in my parents' house. My mother was very ill for a long time. She was always complaining of like stomach pains, all these different things. Well, she went on a diet back in the 90s and completely cut meat out of her diet. So she started having these horrible stomach issues.
Oh, my God.
And her primary doctor was trying all these different things, testing her for, like, all these different diseases, even stomach cancer. And they could not figure out what was wrong with her. So she went to a different doctor.
Yeah.
All that other doctor said was, go out and just go to a restaurant and order a steak and come back and tell me how you feel.
So did it work?
She started eating red meat, and she felt better than she had in 10 years.
Wow.
That's all it took. And now, like...
It was a steak.
I remember we went out to a restaurant. No, she wanted to go to Five Guys. She actually brought up the idea. She's like, I want to go to Five Guys for lunch. So my father and her and I went to Five Guys, and she ordered, like, a double fucking bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was just blown away. I'm like, I haven't seen you eat one of these in, since I was like 5 years old. Are you kidding me with this?
Did she put it away? Like, she inhaled business?
It. She inhaled
it's
it.
It's Five Guys. There's no other way it's to so eat it, good. Really. Five it Guys is
that's
amazing.
That's so true. Yeah.
But it's, as far as fast food goes and stuff, I kind of like, I kind of really like Five Guys.
I do too. I love it.
I mean, think about their fries. Yeah, you know, you deep fry them and whatnot. However,
it's made with peanut oil too.
It's potatoes.
True.
Peanut oil. Salt.
Yeah.
Those are the ingredients. In McDonald's, I'm not allowed to have McDonald's fries because somehow they have milk in them.
Yeah.
How do French fries have milk?
Because it's McDonald's.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Five Guys, pro tip, never order a large fry at Five Guys.
You'll
order,
never need one.
Order a small because they do the same thing. They just, they put the cup inside the bag and then they just fill the bag to the brim with fries.
Well, no, what they do first is they put your hamburgers in, then they put the cup in, then they just put fries on everything and you can never find your hamburger.
I watched him do it one day. He put, because I ordered, it was two burgers. And I ordered fries. I bought lunch for someone else. So they ordered a burger. I ordered a burger. I ordered fries too. So they put the two burgers in. They put, there's like a small fry, whatever. I think the small there is called the little. So they fill the cup with fries, put it in a bag, and then they scooped another thing of fries and just dumped it into the bag. It's like, oh, I could have gotten the same amount of fries if I'd ordered a large. Like, it doesn't matter.
You'll never eat them all.
No, you won't.
As much as you want to, as hard as you try. You will not eat all of the Five Guys French fries they give you.
Anytime I go,
you can't do it.
Like when I used to work late in the afternoons, I'd stop at Five Guys on the way in. I'd always get fries, come in, eat my lunch, and when I couldn't eat anymore, look at my coworkers, go bag fries, bag fries,
who wants
bag
them?
Fries. It's actually a Sunday ritual at work now. There's a Five Guys down the street in Dedham that we go to. Coolest thing about Five Guys, this is like us getting so much fucking press for Five Guys here. You can order online.
Dang.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't know that?
You can order and pay online, have your thing made to order. All you have to do is just walk in, go up to the counter, just say, I just order online. My name is whatever. There's your bag. It's all set.
Wow.
And you can say what time you want to pick it up. It's the most convenient thing. Because that Five Guys, it's a little bit of a drive. It's about a 20-minute drive. It saves so much time. Just going there.
Because you don't have to order, wait for it to... It's perfect.
And me and my coworkers were the only people that ever use the web orders. Like, last Sunday, I walk in, me and two other people order online. Go in, and I'm like, I got three web orders to pick up. The guy turns around and goes, the web orders are here. Like, we were the only... And he turns around. We were 1, 2, and 3 out of the web orders. And they were on, like, number 100 for the actual dine-ins.
Wow, that's so weird.
Yeah, no one uses it. No one realizes how convenient it is.
And
no,
I bet you could pay from your phone, too. You know, everyone's got a fucking smartphone.
Yeah, yes, you can.
You know, that's crazy. Yeah. I bet people just don't know about it.
And there's so many extra menu options on there, too. You can just keep adding patties onto your burger if you want. It costs like, it's almost $2 per patty, but you could have like a quadruple.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, like an In-N-Out style 4x4. You could just keep adding. Like, I always add extra cheese to mine because when I get it, it's basically the burger and then they take like two extra slices of cheese and wrap your burger in it.
Wow. Nice.
Oh my God, it's orgasmic.
You ever seen the Octo Challenge from Wendy's? Or four Wendy's?
No.
So you can order the classic, and obviously on the menu it has 1, 2, and 3 patties.
Yeah.
But you can continue to add them. And so the Octo Challenge is 8 patties. And
why would you do it?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't
why?
Know.
The Octo Stacker Challenge?
There you
is that
go.
What
yep.
it's called?
Yeah. I mean, tons of people, like, when this happened a couple of years ago, were, like, videotaping themselves trying to, you know, to accomplish the task and...
Yeah.
I think I found maybe one that succeeded and then, like, immediately vomited, though.
You can't put that much food in your belly. I mean, unless you actually train for that kind of shit, you know, like those professional eaters and stuff like that. Oh. No way. Couldn't do it.
I will never.
Whoa, what?
Before I start talking about this, I will never let it go. The fact that I was down the fucking street from an In-N-Out Burger in Las Vegas, and Kate, the vegetarian, refused to go there and barred me from going.
Should have ditched her.
Anyway.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
The day I chose to do that was the day we left, and they opened at the exact time we needed to leave the hotel. So I, and they were, so there was a Jack in the Box across the street, and I'm like, whatever, they don't have this on the East Coast. I'll just go there. They're open 24 hours. As I was walking back from Jack in the Box, In-N-Out Burger was already open. They opened 10 minutes earlier. I wanted to just step in front of the traffic that I was walking alongside.
Why didn't you?
Because I should. Because I just got my tattoo the day before.
Shame.
I wanted it to heal first before I killed myself.
Shame.
Do you ever heard of the, I think it's called the Heart Attack Restaurant?
Yeah, that's in Vegas. I wanted to go.
You ever heard of this? All right, so I'm not even kidding you. So the whole theme is that.
We talked about this many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the whole theme is. That the waitresses all dress up as like hot sexy nurses.
Okay.
And that it's like doctor like hospital themed.
Okay.
And so like the owner dresses up in like a lab coat that you'd see in doctors' offices and stuff.
Yeah.
And so the whole thing is that like everything is cooked like 1950s style in lard, like genuine lard.
Yeah.
So if you and they also have
lard's
a skill.
Not as bad as you think it is, really.
Well, with the amount of it though that is going into these burgers, I guarantee you. It's horrific. And I'll give you an example in a second, but they actually have a scale there. And if you're over, I think it's 300 pounds, you get to eat one meal a day for free. And so a couple years ago, I mean, I heard about this place.
If you're fat, you get free meals.
Yeah. Yep.
That's awful.
Yeah, but for me, it's great. So
how much do you weigh?
Not a lot. Anyways. So I ignore that question. No, so this whole thing caused huge controversy, I think, I don't know, a good 7 or 8 years ago when it first opened or when people realized what was going on. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, a guy had a heart attack in there while he was eating.
Now, what's the name of the restaurant? Is it called the Heart Attack?
It's called the Heart Attack.
Okay.
And then, Heart Attack Grill.
Yeah. And then...
And then a guy had a heart attack?
Not only that, but then, like, within a week, another guy had a heart attack while eating
there. I think
there.
The owner actually, like... either had one or he might have died of a like.
No, I don't think he's dead, right?
I think he had one though. Yeah, if you get I think it because they're called like the bypass burgers.
Yes.
If you get the quadruple bypass and finish it, they will push you in a Johnny and wheel you out in a wheelchair.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, because a reporter, I think for CBS or something like that, actually did accomplish it.
I love how if you Google search Heart Attack Grill, the text that shows up under the result is send hate mail to.
Wow.
I know. Wow. This guy thrives on the bad publicity.
We never went because it was on Fremont Street. The reason that's in downtown Vegas, Old Vegas, as they call it.
Oh,
to get,
really?
That's not part of the strip. We took the tram all the way down to the very end of the strip. Yeah. If you want to go to Fremont Street, it's like an extra $20 to take a bus. It's like we didn't have the
that
money.
Sucks.
Yeah, it was more effort than
by
it
way,
needed
how
to be.
Long is the strip?
It's pretty fucking long, dude. We walked the entire length the first night we were there and regretted it.
It's like we're talking like miles.
We walked all the way pretty much to the Stratosphere. We stopped at Circus where I won lots of money. And we realized
that's where you won the money.
Yes, I did.
I want to go to Circus. Like that's honestly, there's several places on the strip that eventually I will go, obviously. But like there's like 4 or 5 that I'm like, I have to hit up. And that's one of them.
Yeah, we were not far from the Stratosphere. And we turned around, we realized we have to walk all the way back because we stayed at the whatever the one that's got looks like a castle there.
Oh,
but
really?
That's at the northern part of the strip. So we walked.
So you're on one end.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then apparently there's the old section, which literally has machines that spits out coins.
Yep. That's where the Heart Attack Grill is.
They also do sell cigarettes at the counter.
God, the coronary dog looks like a hot dog that someone just had diarrhea on.
It does actually.
None of this stuff looks good.
What is that? The Flatliners fries?
It's chili and cheese, but the chili looks like shit.
Everything actually does.
All these pictures are not doing them justice. Everything looks like
Look
shit.
Look at that dog. Look at that hot dog.
That's bigger than the little girl eating it.
Oh, my God. Hey, 24-ounce beers, only $4.63. That's fucking phenomenal.
This place encourages death. I love it.
Oh, there it is. Wait, go back down. Yeah. A little bit more. Oh, it's over 350 pounds you get to eat for free.
Must purchase beverage. Must weigh in before each single bypass burger. No sharing, no to-go orders.
If you do not finish your meal, the nurse will administer spankings.
Keep the paddle for $6.48.
Wow.
Wait.
What?
They had t-shirts on the bottom of the screen just now, and one of them was... wait, was that a dildo?
Yes, it was.
Look at that one. Bacon bondage. And it shows one of the nurses bound by bacon.
Ugh.
That sounds delicious.
Here we go. The octuple bypass burger. Add 40 slices. $21.28. That's how much it costs.
40 bacon slices.
Yeah. Oh, for $7.40, you can add 40 bacon slices. So otherwise, it's
40?
Yeah.
My God.
Oh, cash only, too.
Plus 8.1% taxes.
Wow. I was going to bring up In-N-Out Burger earlier. They're known for their, what?
We hold the Guinness World Record for the highest calorie burger.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, my God. And the fact that they're advertising it.
Proud of. Really?
Yeah. This is a place where you have to fast for a week before eating there. You seriously just cannot eat food before you go here.
No, because if you're fasting, you can't eat as much at all. Oh, like, the people who professionally eat, they eat an assload and they keep their stomach stretched.
Yep.
True. At In-N-Out Burger, you can their whole big thing is they have a secret menu. Like, you go in there, the menu has only four things on there. It's like hamburger, cheeseburger, like a veggie burger, which is basically the burger without the meat, and then something else. The secret menu is like a whole list of different things, and one thing that you can get is, I mentioned earlier, get the cock
you
out
okay
my
there?
It's called the 4x4, which is four patties, four slices of cheese.
Okay.
Now, how do you know about this secret menu?
You look it up on the Googles.
And you see. Oh, okay.
In fact, I think actually the In-N-Out website actually has a part of the secret menu.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
Oh.
But one person went in to a Las Vegas In-N-Out Burger and asked if they could make a 100x100, and they did.
Wow.
It cost, looks like $97. $97.66.
One, for a burger.
It's called a double-double, and they ordered a one double-double with 98 extra patties. So that's like one slice of cheese for every patty.
Yeah, but the fact that they had a box big enough for it. Look at the box. It's perfect for it.
Oh, yeah. They somehow just had one lying around.
So why did somebody do this?
Just to see if they could.
Why not?
Just to see if they could. They also got
half of it's gone in that picture.
They got a tray of fries, too.
I love how there's not a single picture so far of anybody who's consuming it.
I bet it was for like a bunch of people, like a party or something.
I hope so.
It was. I think it mentioned on here one person out of that party actually got sick.
Can I change the subject? Because I feel like we've talked about this burger before. Do you remember when we talked about the guy who got a tattoo of the McDonald's receipt?
Yeah.
He got a tattoo of the receipt he got from the
tattoo
parlor to get the McDonald's one. So he has two receipts on him. One from McDonald's, one from getting the tattoo. Well, one was for free.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, they told him it would be free if he did it, and he's like, well, fuck it.
I didn't know if we had done an update on that story on Talk Radio Meltdown or not, because I know we talked about the original story.
Yeah.
I think we just verbally talked about the other one.
I don't know if we ever did.
I do have to correct you. The In-N-Out Burger, at least on the mobile website, it only features double-double, cheeseburger, hamburger, french fries, and beverages.
Right.
That's the only thing on their menu, though.
That's the primary menu. You go into any In-N-Out Burger, that's what you see up there.
I thought you had said that if you go to In-N-Out Burger's website, they have some of the secret stuff.
You're looking at the mobile website.
Right.
Too,
wait, hold on. Let me go to the full site. Let me see if I can do that. Because I wanted
right here, dude. It's actually called the not-so-secret menu, but it's on their website.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Double meat, 3x3, 4x4, grilled cheese, protein style, or animal style is apparently the most popular one.
What is it?
What's animal style?
Burger of
is
your
it
choice.
Doggy style?
Burger of your choice with hand-leafed lettuce, tomato, a mustard-cooked beef patty with pickle, ooh, extra sped of grilled onions.
Extra sped?
Sped.
Extra sped?
Extra sped? What is a mustard-cooked beef patty?
I bet it's just like encrusted and delicious.
Disgusting. No, I hate mustard.
Ugh. Really? How dare you, sir? Get out of my house.
I need to stop talking about
In-N-Out
Burger.
I will take a dump in your house in a second.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Please don't.
No, you won't.
You can't stop my bowels.
I won't let you near my bathroom.
Who said it was in the bathroom?
I swear to God, if you do that, I will stab you. Like, I'm not kidding. I will stab you.
You should probably pick up one of the cats and throw it in my face.
No, with a knife from the kitchen, I will stab you.
Well, we let Red die.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Christopher Titus. probably one of the greatest comedians ever, and a figment,
really?
Of, figment of my formative years. Oh. Joining us on the show.
I love the. Really? I've got to go right now. I got to take my kid to therapy after all the swearing.
Nice.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Every so often I get a strong sex urge, and the only way I can take care of it is to masturbate. And when I do, I feel awful. It's just like I've committed a crime or something. And it worries me, and I say, well, I won't do it anymore. And when I do, it goes away for a while, and I come back and do it again. And when I do control myself for a while, I end up with a wet dream.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
That's our website. We post stuff there.
All brand new episodes of the show will be posted there. You can also download every single show we've ever done. Plus, you'll find everything you need to know about the show, including links to our social media pages, photos, video content, and our iTunes page, TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
I have a story about a casino.
We don't care.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com. The break's over.
I have to honestly say, hot piss right now is not the worst thing that's ever happened to me, because honestly, the worst thing happened to me is the fact that my father died from stepfans. My stepfather died from head.
It's time for more Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey. You were just playing some shitty ass music tonight.
I know,
you?
No Arctic Monkeys. No Gaslight.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
He did play Death Cab, but still.
The one week where I don't play Arctic Monkeys.
Unacceptable. Sorry. You need to make it up to me during Chatty Wumpus.
Okay.
Airing Saturday from 8 to 9 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
See, Nicole and I don't have sex. We record Chatty Wumpus.
And you two smoke cigarettes in bed next to each other afterwards?
Yes, we do. That was a good show.
Yeah.
You were awesome. No, I wasn't.
And then he asks to be Little Spoon, and I nope the fuck out of that situation.
Bitch.
Whatever. Not a whore, and I resent that. Cunt and bitch, yes.
Maybe so.
I agree with those. But hey. Whore... I have never gotten paid for sex. I just throw it away.
Actually, I could Venmo you some money, then we can make it official.
I don't want to fuck you.
Do I have to leave the room?
No.
You stay here and you watch it, Red.
Oh.
Get in the corner and you masturbate.
It's like when Chris... That's the only time.
And I'm maintaining eye contact with you the whole time. The whole time.
All I can think of is the episode of Family Guy when Chris is... Chris and Peter swapped lives, so Chris was working at the brewery, and he came home trashed one night, and he walked into the room with Peter and Lois, and they're about to get it on, and he just sits there, and he starts throwing money. He goes, "Hey, have sex, $40. Just let it stick to your sweaty skin," and he just vomits in the corner.
Ew.
Oh, it was great. And then he leaves after his whole rant. He leaves, and all of a sudden, you just hear Stewie in the background going, "I can hear all of that. I heard all of it, and you guys are fucked."
You ever notice that Family Guy, a lot of the scenes end with someone vomiting now?
You ever notice that Family Guy stopped being funny when I turned 17?
You never noticed that Family Guy was funny in 1999?
and then ceased to be so, and now I'm baffled as to why people still reference it.
I liked Family Guy when it was called The Waltons. It wasn't funny. See, at least The Waltons had a purpose.
I still like Family Guy. I don't care.
I don't.
Hey, you ever see this Michael Jackson guy?
Are you talking about the, but I saw that all over Facebook and stuff.
Yeah. You talking about the ginger?
No, Michael Jackson, man, the king of pop, Moonwalk, Thriller.
I'm talking about the ginger who did one of his famous dances.
No, I'm talking about Michael Jackson.
Are you talking about the hologram?
I'm talking about coming back from the dead.
Oh, with him and JT?
Well, I don't know if JT was involved in this.
If you're talking about the music awards or whatever. Yeah.
Billboard Music Awards, Michael Jackson returned in hologram form.
Yeah. Oh, no, I haven't
heard of
this.
In other words, he Tupac'd it.
He has a new album that just came out. It's a bunch of songs that weren't released while he was alive, and they've been remixed by a bunch of different artists. So he performed one of those songs as a hologram. And it was big news because now this is the big thing now. Everyone has to perform as a hologram, all the dead artists. It started
I'm waiting for Puff.
Well,
Puff Daddy?
He's alive.
Yeah.
No. Who am I thinking of?
Tupac? Because he... B.I.G.?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not Puffy something?
No, he was
He's just Puffy.
Yeah, no. Puff
the adjective?
I think he's Puff Daddy again.
Yeah, he was Puff Daddy, and then there was Diddy.
He was Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, just Diddy, and now
Wait, he was Daddy and then Diddy?
I was waiting for him to just be...
Oh!
No,
I got it messed up then.
Because I remember Seth Meyers did a joke about this. He's like, Puff Daddy is now being referred to as Puff Daddy, so your mother is now once again correct when she's talking about him.
Oh,
your
God.
Leg touched mine. Your leg touched mine. Stop it. No. No.
Wait.
I'm just looking at her eyes.
I'm confused. What just... You were touching him?
Yeah.
Do it again.
No.
Come on.
Make me.
Anyways.
Please. No. Okay, so I got that reference wrong. I meant Notorious B.I.G.
No,
I thought he was Puff Daddy.
No.
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 And then there was Puff Diddy.
Vastly similar in size. yeah.
What?
And Diddy was never notorious. I mean, B.I.G. was all about
Diddy
that shit.
Diddy was fucking that guy who did all those reality shows about the girl bands and...
Oh, yeah. His name was attached to all of them, yeah.
Yeah, and it was annoying because they weren't good at all. Pussycat Dolls, wasn't that who it was?
I don't know. By the way, speaking of Tupac, did you guys hear that his final words were released?
Yeah, you told me before the show.
Wow, you don't know how to play along, do you?
No.
What did B.I.G. say?
Shut up! I've been drinking and get my references wrong.
I can tell.
Deal with it.
But it's okay. They're all black to you. It's okay.
That's true.
That's racist.
So after the shooting that eventually led to Tupac's death because of the injuries, there was an officer that responded to the scene, and he went over to Tupac and got down and was like holding him and was like, hey, who shot you? Who shot you? And then Tupac was just, fuck you, because he was refusing to snitch. He lost consciousness and then never regained it and then died. So his last words were, fuck you, to a cop.
I don't understand why you wouldn't want to... I mean, I understand, no snitching and stuff, but someone just shot you.
He must have obviously, to me, he must have known who it was.
Oh, he obviously knew who it was.
Because if he didn't, I guarantee he probably would have been like, I don't know.
Well, no, because he was, I think the story was, and I might be confusing the murders, but he was hanging out with some of his friends, and then he went outside, and then he got shot. Isn't that what happened?
I thought he was in an SUV, or is that how B.I.G. died? They both died in very similar
ways.
They were both in
And they were surrounded
vehicles,
by friends, which was weird. No, B.I.G. I think was in the SUV, and I think Tupac, were outside the recording studio. Like, he went down the elevator, went outside, he was with some friends, all of his friends were upstairs, or maybe that was the first time he got shot, because then he was mad at B.I.G.
Yeah.
Because he got shot outside.
No, I'm not trying to be a dick, but that could have been the you might be thinking of the member from Run DMC who got shot outside of his recording studio.
Jim, no, because I'm thinking... Yeah.
That's how he died, though.
Yeah, because literally what you just described is how he actually died.
But I think that was maybe the first time Pac got shot, because that started the feud. Because Tupac and Biggie used to be friends. And then there was what happened? They're not friends anymore. I think Tupac got either shot or shot at. Yeah, or it was like that, I think it was Tupac, because then he got pissed and was like, well, how would you let this happen on your turf?
Right, yeah.
Okay. No,
it, I think we're too white.
I think.
No, I'm I watched a documentary.
I'm looking on the Wikipedia, and I think it was the drive-by in the vehicle in Vegas.
Oh.
That killed Tupac?
Yeah.
By the way,
okay,
speaking
that
of
was
Wikipedia,
the first time he got shot.
Did you guys hear about Wiki Bear?
What?
Wiki Bear.
Wiki Bear?
Wiki Bear. Okay. I'm not even kidding you. So
don't kid me.
Last, I think it was either like last weekend or the beginning of last week, there was a huge, like, it's a massive toy convention in New York. And it happens once a year. It's sort of kind of like the E3 of, you know, of toys. And so one of the things that was introduced is a, you know, a plush teddy bear that talks and is connected via Bluetooth to the internet. And when the kids ask it a question, like, hey, you know, what was the first movie made by Pixar? And then Wiki Bear will look it up and then read you the Wikipedia page.
Those things are going to get hacked so fucking quick.
Oh, absolutely. But I had to say Conan O'Brien had two different nights where he did a bit with it, and it was fucking hysterical.
Was it, like, accurate? Well, it was just
it started out, and it was like, hi, I'm Wiki Bear. What's your name? And he's like, oh, my name's Conan O'Brien. He's like, oh, Conan Christopher O'Brien, born blah, 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 in blah, blah, blah. And, like, you know, it started out, and he's like, oh, that's accurate information. He's like, oh, yeah, let me try out a question. And one of them was like, what was the second picture made by Pixar? And it was like, oh, A Bug's Life and blah, blah, blah. And then it, all of a sudden it would turn, he turned that one into, speaking of bugs, Bugsy, you know, this gangster named Bugsy, then he talked about how he got killed in, like, St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Jeez.
And he went into this full-blown details. It was the fucking funniest thing in the world, though. Yeah. And then the second edition was about, he ended up talking about the Zodiac Killer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's hilarious.
This isn't from Conan, but I think this is...
This is the actual Wiki Bear.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hello, Mashable.
What's your name?
My name is Wiki.
What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is green, because it reminds me of leaves on trees.
Tell me a joke.
What do you get if you cross a daffodil with a crocodile? I don't know, but I wouldn't try sniffing it. Ha ha.
Over my head. All right,
say goodbye. Bye.
All right, Jill. Goodbye, hi.
Goodbye, hi.
Nice.
That's cool, though, because that means it's not so much thinking as it's understanding what you're asking and right. communicating with something to find information. That's interesting.
Yeah. It is, but the...
I mean, that's like Siri, but Siri sucks.
I was just about to say...
Mashable article even titled Introducing Wiki Bear, the Siri of Stuffed Animals.
It's true, though.
It's it has an app that you need to have some sort of a smartphone with Bluetooth on it, and you sync it to the bear.
Oh,
And that's the secret to its madness.
Oh, wait, hold on. There's one of the Conan ones. Just scroll over for a second.
This one?
I believe this is the first
the
one.
Annual New York Toy Fair. You've all heard of that. Of course you have.
Skip his introduction with this.
Serial killer who murdered at least 5 prostitutes. Lickety-split.
He was a terrible killer, Jack the Ripper, yeah.
And he was never caught or punished. What a clever fellow, yay!
I don't know if yay is the right sentiment.
Yay!
No! Jack the Ripper got away, that's terrible!
Well, some think he was a member of the royal family and some strings were pulled.
You know, you,
like a beetle there.
Yeah, you're sort of starting to ad lib there, Wiki Bear.
It's been part of my programming.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm going to keep trying here. You'd think I'd give up at this point.
You
but
sure?
Not. Yeah. How long did it take the first American astronauts to reach the moon, Wiki Bear?
It took just 4 days for Apollo 11 to reach the moon.
That is exactly right. I knew that.
Wow.
That's much less time than it took the Donner Party to travel from Missouri to California. But unlike the Donner Party, those astronauts didn't resort to cannibalism. I'm Wiki Bear.
This is terrible.
Sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah. Nah, the best part, though, I'm not going to get you to like look for it, but at the very end of the second part, though, where he's like, he was asked, what's the, at what age are you the happiest? And Wiki Bear was like,
15, age of consent.
No. No, he's like, oh, the age of 37, because, you know, you get through, you know, like a majority of your life goals by then. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, at 37, is the number of, like, people that were killed by the Zodiac Killer. And then he started, and then when Conan O'Brien was like, no, don't talk about the Zodiac Killer. And he started quoting Nietzsche.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
This just sounds very cryptic.
Oh, dude, it was hysterical.
Speaking of late night stuff, Jimmy Kimmel did number 7 in the series of celebrities read mean tweets.
Oh, yes.
Nicole, have you ever heard these?
What?
Celebrities read mean tweets.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
And it's amazing.
They just did a new one last night, and it's fucking great.
There are people who think Julia Roberts is hot. Her gigantic mouth looks like it will devour an elephant in one bite. Thank you, Chemotherapy 7, and good luck.
Don Cheadle seems like the kind of guy who I wouldn't want to hang around with under any circumstances ever. He's so f***ing whack.
Ashton Kutcher needs to get hit by a bus ASAP.
I hate Courtney Cox. I hate her. Ho. That's sweet.
If I said it once, I've said it 100 times. Andy Garcia.
Mindy Kaling is not funny or attractive. She has an annoying voice and just plainly sucks. Why does she have her own show? I feel like this is more than 140 characters.
David Blaine looks like his voice is putting his face to sleep.
Don Rickles looks like Yoda.
Ethan Hawke seems like a guy who wasn't supposed to be a movie star, but he slipped through the cracks and everyone was just like, okay.
Matthew McConaughey is a turd. Turd. What the f*** is a turd?
Oh, f*** off, June Squibb. Ben 1283. You f*** off.
I hope Jeremy Piven falls off in public.
Kit Harington is a pretty terrible Jon Snow. In the show, he seems like a big bitch with a stupid look on his face. Hashtag bad casting.
Emma Stone looks like she smells like cat piss.
Okay. Gary Oldman sucks, and his accents are annoying.
He scared the biggest kick out of it.
He's like, do you know my net worth, bitch?
Exactly. Sofia Vergara sounds like she has a in her mouth. I hate hearing her talk. What's wrong with having a d- in my mouth?
Oh. All right. She's got a good point.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
I do have to ask, though, who was the guy that got the hashtag bad casting? Who is that guy?
He's from Game of Thrones, Kit Harington. He's Jon Snow. Babe. He is sexy.
I think the first...
Oh, and I'm sorry, but... So, if you've ever heard of Game of Thrones, you'll know that there's a lot of nudity. And I've seen a lot of vaginas, a lot of boobs. I've seen, like, 3 cocks. But the number of women naked that I see vastly outweighs the number of men naked that I see.
Aren't they porn stars, too?
No. Some of them are. One of the girls used to be a porn star, but now she's an actress. But regardless, Kit Harington was like, you know, I think there's inequality between the number of men who get naked versus the number of women who get naked. So I vote. I want to see his cock.
You might. Hey, you saw Hodor's there in the first season. It's possible.
I'll take it. Just show all the cocks. All of them.
Look, you and I are on different worlds with this.
All of them.
No,
I love seeing the boobs. I love seeing the vag.
I do too.
Now just show the dick.
Maybe once in a while.
Show the dick.
During like a...
Balls too. I'll take balls.
Season 7 maybe.
Listen.
I am.
You're wrong.
No, I think I'm
there
correct
on this.
There
needs to be equality. It's not fair for you to get everything you want, and I only get some of what I want.
Yeah, but you want the same thing. You enjoy the boobs and the clits and the such.
Doesn't matter. I also want cock. And no one's giving me cock, and I want it.
Yeah.
I want the D in my eyeballs, please.
Oh, my God.
Just give it to me.
You can't have everything, Nicole. Wow.
I want it. All right, rant over. I just want to see his junk.
If I was only like 1,000 pounds lighter.
No, Red, you still want to
have
kids.
Whip it out, Red. No, don't whip it out.
I gave her time.
The celebrities read mean tweets series, the other six, they're usually pretty straight faced with all of them. I think the first one that I recall seeing one laugh during was when Bill Murray read his.
I don't know if I've seen this
him.
One.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play Bill Murray's.
I'm Bill Murray, not funny. I was glad he got shot in Zombieland. Well, that's pretty good.
I like Bill Murray.
Dude, you should just
He's great.
Should isolate him giggling and then going, that's good.
You should.
Oh, my God. I love him.
Yeah. You know what I don't love? Cox.
Listen. Cox are a wonderful thing.
Yeah, if you like roosters.
That's not a funny joke.
I wasn't joking. Roosters wake people up. Haven't you ever been to a farm?
Shut up. Dicks are nice. And I like them. I like to look at them. And I really like the number of shows that actually show them because it's, I mean, you never see dick on TV, on movies. I mean, unless you're watching like European movie, they're way more advanced with the nudity.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
But like, show some cock. You show enough vagina, show a cock. I'll take a flaccid one.
When do they ever show vagina?
All over the place.
Like, name something.
Knocked Up.
She was fucking giving birth.
Doesn't matter. It was a vagina.
Yeah, that's scientific. It's okay.
Doesn't matter.
Sense.
It was a vagina.
Yeah, a vagina that was getting stretched
doesn't
to no end.
Doesn't matter. It was a vagina. I'm saying I'll take flaccid penis.
That's terrible.
Take it out of a not, you know, get it out of the sexual context. I'll still look at it. Just show nudity. I like it.
Isn't that, like, against some rule?
There are some rules about, like, I think the rule for movies in Europe is the fact that it can't be stiff.
Yeah.
But it can be a flaccid penis, which I don't understand.
I can't do that over here, though.
I'll take a cock.
I'm sure you have.
You know what I mean.
Many at once, I fathom.
No. No. I have never been part of a three-way. With a male or a female.
Because I've got a sandwich in my pants.
I do. All right. But this sandwich is only enough for one at a time.
So. No. Never.
Whatever.
Not that kind of sex.
Exactly. Not that kind of sex. All right.
Hey, speaking of abortions, you ever listen to
no,
that?
No.
You ever listen
awful
to that?
Segue.
You ever listen to that Guns N' Roses?
No, I hate Guns N' Roses.
Well, they're breaking up, apparently.
I don't care.
Red, do you care?
Nope.
Yeah, Axl Rose. Axl Rose is apparently...
Did he die yet?
No.
How old is he?
That's
he's like 80.
He's 54?
Yeah, he's too old.
50s. Yeah, he apparently is calling it quits, which means he's not calling it quits.
My biggest thing, though, is the fact that they're saying that he didn't directly tell any he only told a couple of people first of all, back it up a little bit. So they're on tour right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And apparently he only told a very select like few people. We're talking like I think five or something like that. And then all of a sudden word started spreading that all the like the roadies and the crew members and the band members, basically everybody was told your calendars are clear after this tour. And that's how everybody found out. Which I think is absolute bullshit. He didn't even have the balls to fucking tell everybody, even in people that are in his band. He didn't even have the balls to directly tell.
Yeah. They're playing in Vegas, I guess, have a residency down there. And I guess when they wrap, yeah, when they wrap that up, it's over.
He literally just gave them like a 3-week notice that, hey, you guys are out of jobs.
You make good money when you have a residency in Vegas. Isn't so Brittany's doing it. Yeah. Brittany's doing it, and she's making bank. She's working a lot, but she's making a fucking pretty penny doing it.
That's almost sort of like a heritage thing, though, too.
Well, I've seen some videos of the shows that she's been putting on, and they are impressive. They're way better than like concerts because they're like, I mean, yeah, concerts and stuff are choreographed, but she's got a lot of special stunts and stuff going on, and like she's doing them.
It's a Vegas show.
It's almost like Cirque du Soleil meets.
You realize who she's ripping off, though, right?
Cher.
No. Well, Cher a little bit, but...
Cher was the one who, like, did that. And did who? The brother and sister.
Oh, Donny Osmond?
Yeah. Because didn't they have a residency?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I was talking about, like, the acrobat type stuff. That's Pink, though.
I hate Pink.
Really?
I hate her.
I think she's hot.
I liked her when I was 12. She is annoying as
I'm forgetting you guys are so much younger than me.
She's annoying.
4 years younger than you, not even.
Oh, she's a lot younger than me.
Yeah, she's.
I'm 24, asshole. She's annoying. Done. I'm done. When is this show over? I'm sick of this shit. I'm so angry.
She's gonna kick me out. She's gonna kick me out so fast. I probably won't even have my boots.
I'm gonna go straight to bed.
Nicole,
I can't wait.
I think you have a drinking problem.
I have a problem when I'm not drunk.
But we're here to help.
I don't care.
Who's this wee shit? I like this side of her.
Me too. She's
feisty.
Seriously.
Oh, I wish you'd play the Sad Hulk music.
I think you need some help.
I don't give a fuck.
Step one, you say we need
I'm Casey Kasem. That's what you reminded me of right now. Playing sad music. Casey Kasem.
This one goes out to a little girl with a problem.
A drinking problem. I'm Casey Kasem.
They found
him. Yes. He was missing and they found him.
Wow. That was perfect. You sure you don't want to fuck later?
No, not you. I'll fuck my vibrator.
Oh,
you know what would have been a bigger insult if she had said I'd fuck Red?
Yeah, the insult would be saying yes.
I'll go fuck myself.
The afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck. What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good.
Golly,
Miss Molly. Boy, this is fucking ponderous, man. Ponderous. Fucking ponderous. Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
This is the end. And when it's over.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
The end. That was funny.
That's honestly how, like, there was one bit that he said where he's like, we've got an hour to go. Like, when is this going to be over? And sometimes I think that about this show because I'm sitting here and I'm like, ah.
I've never heard you complain about the length of the show before.
I know.
You okay?
No, I'm good.
I was about to say she's off tonight.
I'm just like...
a bitch?
So tired. Like, I just want to go to bed.
I'm tired, too.
I'm tired. No, I'm not complaining. It was a good show. I had fun.
I was supposed to say, this was a good show.
I like talking about the D and how much I like the D.
Yeah.
The D.
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with... No, there actually there is.
There's nothing wrong with showing D on TV.
There's everything wrong with
it. I'm Casey Kasem.
Nicole needs to go to bed now.
Wow.
All right. Yeah.
Chatty Wumpus, 8 to 9 on Saturday nights. And then what's on after us on Fridays? What's on after Talk Radio Meltdown?
Dude, have we ever plugged the show that comes on after us on Fridays?
MoreLikeRadio.com has a lot of neat shows, including ours.
Wow, that sounds exactly like the promo you recorded.
Insert show name here.
I'll find out in 2 seconds.
Well, no, that was what Jack wrote for me.
Well, apparently it's supposed to be the More Like Radio best of.
Well, then you're in for some fucking treats with the best of after us. We're playing now if you're hearing us
four to six. That may or may not still be a thing, though. However, a fine program called High Society Radio comes on at 7 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio, followed by the ever funny Brain Stew Radio from 8 to 10 p.m.
on Friday nights.
Eastern.
Friday.
Time.
Friday.
Shut your mouth.
Whoa. Chatty Wumpus, 8 to 9. Listen. Love it.
Now that
jerk off
glorious
to it.
Moment when I very slowly turn up the music.
I'm still talking. I'm still talking. Can't get rid of me. Don't you dare do it. Stop it.
No. No. I'm going to do it.